his defining mission. That's how the First Minister, Hamza Yousaf, described the fight to eradicate poverty in one of his first addresses to the Scottish Parliament in March after winning the SNP leadership race.
Poverty levels are lower for all individuals and for children than the UK average, but I fully state unequivocally they remain unacceptably high, which is why I want all the powers of a normal nation, such as all social security and all employment powers. We will continue to use all the levers we have and have allocated almost £3 billion this year to a range of measures to help mitigate against the impacts of the cost of living crisis. Our investment in the Scottish Child Payment, the most ambitious child poverty reduction measure in the UK, is estimated to lift 50,000 children out of relative poverty in 23-24. Tackling poverty will be the defining mission of my government, which is why I will convene an anti-poverty summit to help guide the choices that I make as First Minister shortly.
Well, today he will chair that summit, and the stakes could hardly be higher. New research by the Joseph Rowntree Foundation think tank has found 7 out of 10 Scots have been cutting back on essentials, skipping meals or heating their homes. Peter Kelly is director of the Poverty Alliance and will be attending the meeting today. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Gary.
And what do you make of those figures from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation? Just part of a wider trend, do you believe?
I mean, they are, unfortunately. I mean, they confirm and I guess just bring into sharp focus what our members of the Poverty Alliance and charities across the third sector have been talking about, really not just for the last couple of years, but for many years now, about the increasing intensity and depth of poverty in Scotland.
Just give us an idea of what we're talking about here when you talk about the depth of poverty, because Hamza Yousaf said there that poverty levels are lower than the UK average.
I think he also accepted there that that's not good enough, that lower than UK average might be good in comparison to other parts of the UK, but for people who are actually living on low incomes at the moment in Scotland, it's simply not good enough. We also heard in recent statistics from Scottish Government that our rates hadn't been getting worse, our rates of poverty had been stable. Again, that's not good enough. So stability in this area is not something that we should be proud of or accepting. And I think what those figures mean in reality is people cutting back, people going without. And I guess, again, that has been brought into sharp focus over the recent months and years, with people cutting back on essentials like food, people cutting back on their use of energy. So they're going cold. They're going without decent food. They're cutting back so that their children can have access to food and access to the things that they need. And this simply isn't acceptable in our society. This just isn't acceptable and isn't necessary either. So we hope that today's summit will bring a new focus, a new energy and a recommitment to tackling poverty in Scotland.
And what specifically should that energy be focused on? What might make a difference to those stubbornly stable figures?
So we know there are certain things that we do that can have an impact on poverty, and so those lower rates that we have in Scotland of poverty, a lot of that is down to the kind of housing that we provide and the support that we provide for housing. So we want to see more action on the Scottish Government's commitments around social housing. There's been reductions in budgets there over the last year. We need to see new resources put into social housing. We know that paying more through social security and giving more through social security can have a real impact on those levels of poverty.
And ministers will point to the child payment, of course.
And they rightly should. The Scottish Child Payment is an important new benefit that's been introduced by the Scottish Government. Unfortunately, it needs to be increased. It's been increased previously. We need to see Scottish Government go further. So increasing the Scottish Child Payment will have a greater impact on those levels of child poverty that we want to drive down. There are other areas as well. We know that work and paid employment is a really critical part of the approach that we need to address poverty. Too many people are not getting the support that they need to get into employment and to stay in employment and then progress through.
Well, again, let's be specific. Yeah. I mean, what sort of help might they need that isn't available at the moment then to get into work?
So we want to focus on there's a lot of commitments Scottish Government have already made. So around employability, they've made a great deal of commitments in their last Child Poverty Action Plan. We need to see those implemented. So things like the Parental Transition Fund that would give wraparound support to parents going into employment, that's a commitment that they've made that's not been implemented. We want to see that. We welcomed it when it was first mooted. We want to see that introduced. So there's a lot of good ideas, and I think what the summit today will bring about is a prioritisation, will help prioritise some of those good ideas and make sure that we focus on the things that matter and the things that will have an impact. And those are just a few that I've mentioned. So Scottish Child Payment, housing, childcare expansion would be another area that we would want to see more work done on to allow more people to access the labour market.
And we're obviously focused very much on the Scottish Government because this is, of course, Hamza Youssef's initiative. But, of course, they would also make the point that some benefits, of course, are still reserved to Westminster. What more does the government there need to do? Because they constantly tell us that, you know, benefits are available, but some people just don't always apply for them.
Well, that's true. And I think UK government has real overwhelming responsibility when it comes to social security. The vast majority of our social security system rests with the UK government. So they need to do two things there. They need to, one, increase the levels of support that are available through benefits like universal credit. They simply don't provide enough to lift people out of poverty. So they need to look at the levels, the adequacy of the support that's available for people. But then, quite rightly, as you mentioned, Gary, not everyone is accessing the support that's available for them. And UK government, I think, could learn some lessons from what we've been doing in Scotland about raising awareness about entitlements that people have. So we'd like to see UK government do a lot more to ensure that the Department for Work and Pensions is raising awareness about the support that is available for people. They've done more during the cost of living crisis, but that needs to carry on. Make sure that everyone is getting access to the support that they need.
Peter, thank you very much for your time this morning. Peter Kelly, Director of the Poverty Alliance.